Avraham and Sarah had what we can call interesting lives. An interesting life is one which is rich, but is one sometimes which borders on the dangerous. When we look at their lives, we're actually shocked at the longevity which they had. Whoever would have predicted that both Avraham and Sarah would die of natural causes at the end of long productive lives? From the very beginning when we meet Avraham, and here we can look at him both through the biblical text and the traditions which the rabbis passed down, our sages tell us that Avraham discovered God at a young age. This was something which did not bring joy to his family. His own father, according to the Midrash, hands him over to the notorious king, to Nimrod, who is soon willing to sacrifice Avraham and throw him into a furnace. Avraham was an iconoclast in the most literal sense. Avraham broke the idols, and he showed all those around him the living lives which were a mistake. The reward that Avraham got was that he was sent away. He was exiled. His father took him away. He didn't want or he couldn't stand the thought of Avraham facing the people that had threatened to kill him, because perhaps next time they'd try harder. When he comes to this new town, he comes to Haran, Avraham has success. Avraham and Sarah have success. They teach the locals. They inspire the locals. And then, of course, at that point, God says, it's time to lift up and to go someplace else. It seems as if every time Avraham has success, God puts challenges in front of them. And that's something that we need to understand. When he first finds God, the choice was impossible. Believe in that God and die, or renounce that God and live to fight another day. But what value would there be in fighting once he gave in to the polytheists around him? When he has success, either stay and teach, or go and try to start all over again. And that's what God says. He needs to go to another place. Of course, we understand this traveling. We understand where he goes. He comes to the land of Israel, which one day will belong to him, or more importantly, to his descendants. However, when he gets there, he finds himself embroiled. He finds himself embroiled in war. Wars of four kings against five kings, and then his nephew gets involved, and Avraham has to become involved. Before this, when Avraham was in the land, a famine struck, and he had to go down to Egypt, where the king of Egypt, Pharaoh, tried to take Sarah from him. When we look at their lives, we come to this realization that they got caught up in not just religious battles. There were political battles, military battles, sexual misbehavior. The challenges which the two of them had were absolutely incredible. But as we continue the quote-unquote story, we keep finding that step after step, somehow they're saved. Somehow things work out okay. If we would even stop at the portion we'll read next week and see that Avraham is told to place his son on an altar, knowing antiquity, who would have predicted that that son Yitzhak ever comes off of that altar? But he does. Just as Avraham was saved from the furnace, Yitzhak is saved from the altar. Sarah, was saved from the clutches of Paro or the clutches of Avimelech. All of them had interesting lives, and all of them survived. And maybe the important thing about that survival is that it means so much for what happened in the future. Because if Avraham and Sarah, and later Yitzhak and Rivka, can travel the places that they had traveled, survive the interesting lives which they had, to endure the challenges which they had, and simply to have survived, to pass on monotheism to the next generation, perhaps that should give all of us not just trust or faith, but understanding of Jewish history. We've had all kinds of challenges. We've been caught up in military battles. We've been caught up in religious battles. We've been caught up in all kinds of challenges, but somehow we still survive. When it comes down to it, it's almost a cliche, but we can say the reason that Avraham and Sarah survived is because they were on a mission from God. God had anointed them, God had appointed them, and God gave them their mission. Likewise, the entire Jewish people are on a mission from God. And that's why we continue to survive, and that's why we continue to thrive.